The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
Well, swatty cup to everyone out there. This is Greg Rashid with another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. I'm your presenter today. If you're new to the program, swatty cup means hello in Thai. Yes, I'm in Bangkok, Thailand, loving the hot weather here as always, and hope you love the show as you always do. I'm just so happy that so many people around the world are listening to the program. I want to say hi to all you folks out there. Got new folks in Indonesia. Say hi to you out there. I always say hi to my friends in Colorado who listen on Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Mountain Time on KUHSDenver.com, created by the one and only Henry Archuleta. Just love Colorado. Hope to get back there soon. I always say that, but I know I'm getting back there. I know I am. But we're going to have a great show as always today. And today's event, if you're new to the program, what we do a what-if scenarios on here. You know, if you're listening to this program, you're a boxing fan. And I know a lot of you sit around with your buddies and yourself sometimes just say, I wonder what happened if Muhammad Ali fought Joe Lewis, or if Mike Tyson fought Tyson Fury. Well, that's what we do on this show. We use a program, computer program, called Title Bout PC2, created by the great Jim Trunza. And we use that. We put the data in there, and we come up with these fights. And we have as our announcer, the one and only Shoulder Roll Steve. In today's event, we're going to have, in the welterweight division, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man. Should be an exciting event, 10-rounder. And I put this online, and so many people, there were no Pacquiao fans out there. Everyone said that Sugar Ray Leonard's going to win this fight. He's going to destroy Pacquiao, and you never know. We have to see. We'll have to see what happens in this fight. And we're going to get this on here in just a minute. And by the way, during the fight, you'll hear Shoulder Roll Steve saying a fighter used 2 points, had a 3-point punch, a 5-point punch, etc. Well, that's what's in the game, the PC game itself. And that tells you the power of the punch. 3 points versus 6 points. You know, so you can get an idea of what's going on with the punching. And so we're going to get ready for that fight right now. But as we always do on this program, besides talking about what if, we also talk about real boxing. And I want to alert you, if you don't know about this fighter, middleweight out of Britain, named Hamza Shahrez. And he fought over the weekend, last weekend, if you're listening, on February the 17th. He fought Liam Williams, who was a champion, middleweight, knocked him out in the first round. This guy, Hamza, he reminds folks of a combination of Tommy Hearns and Oscar De La Hoya. His style and all, he's 6'3", middleweight, 19-0, 15 KOs. Watch him. He's coming up. It looks like he might be fighting Chris Eubanks next, but he's going to be he's going to be somebody in the middleweight division. Just watch his name again. Hamza Shahrez. Just watch him. Shehraz. Just check him out. But we're going to get to our fight right now. So get your favorite beverage. Sit back. Relax. Just let your mind wander and enjoy this fight today as we get to Sugar Ray Leonard in the welterweight division versus Manny the Pac-Man Pacquiao. But before we do that, I have a couple of commercials here. So let's hear that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
For those who save top value steps, the best gifts in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value steps. an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save, save, save top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free, free, free.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the ultimate knockout experience brought to you by Pillow Puncher Pro. The boxing sensation that's softer than a grandma's hug. Pillow Puncher Pro, where every hit feels like a hug and every defeat is a chance for a power nap. Order now, and we'll throw in our exclusive Dreamy Corner kit for free. Pillow Puncher Pro. Because when life throws a punch, you throw a pillow. Order now and redefine the knockout experience.
Today's bout in the welterweight division from the MGM Grand in Vegas will pit Sugar Ray Leonard versus Manny Pacquiao. 17,000 fans have jammed into the sold-out arena, many of whom have come all the way from the Philippines to cheer the Pac-Man. The 12-round fight will be judged on the 10-point must system. The judges at ringside are Jurgen Langos, Brian O'Shea, and Mike Ortega. Keeping law and order in the ring will be the referee, Kenny Bayless. Bayless has given the instructions to the fighters. Leonard and Pacquiao return to their corners, waiting for the bell to sound. Leonard is waving to Thomas Hearns, who is sitting behind his corner. The bell sounds for round one. At ring center, Pacquiao lands a 2-point right jab. Leonard clinches. At the break, Pacquiao lands a partially blocked 1-point right cross. Leonard misses with a combination. The fighters are in ring center. Pacquiao misses with a combination. Pacquiao is moving about the ring, trying to establish position, as Leonard follows, trying to cut off the ring. Pacquiao misses with a left cross. Leonard misses with a counter right. The fighters are in ring center. Pacquiao lands a 3-point right cross to the jaw, then misses with a left hook. Pacquiao is so quick at moving in and out. Pacquiao has cut off the ring and pinned Leonard on the far ropes. Pacquiao lands a 3-point right uppercut. Leonard dances away as the bell sounds, ending round one. Round one, points scored. Pacquiao had 10 points, while Leonard had 0. Leonard did not throw a single punch in the first. I think he was judging the distance and sizing up Pacquiao. The fighters meet at ring center as the bell sounds for round two. Pacquiao lands a 2-point left uppercut. Leonard counters with a 2-point right hook, his first punch of the night. Pacquiao lands a 4-point combination. Things are beginning to heat up. Manny Pacquiao scores 4 points. That was a clean shot. Pacquiao misses with a combination. Leonard counters with a 5-point left hook that knocks Pacquiao into the ropes. As Leonard moves in for the kill, Pacquiao lands a 2-point right jab, then misses a combo. Leonard counters with a 3-point right bolo punch. Pacquiao lands a 3-point left cross, then a 2-point combo. Leonard lands a 3-point left hook to the stomach. Pacquiao winced from that shot as the bell sounds, ending round two. The points scored in round two. Both fights had 13 points each. A close round, but I personally gave that one to Leonard. The crowd was up on its feet for the action in the second round. The crowd appears to be a mix of half Leonard supporters and the other half for Pacquiao. The bell sounds for round three. Leonard lands a partially blocked right cross for 1 point, then follows with a 1-point combo. Good defense by the Pac-Man. Pacquiao misses with a left uppercut. The fighters are in ring center. Leonard lands a left hook to the ribcage for 5 points that bent Pacquiao over. He is in pain. Ray Leonard lands a 2-point right cross and a 3-point right hook to the gut. Another 5-point left hook to Pacquiao's ribcage. Pacquiao is taking a knee in the neutral corner. Bayless has begun the count. Pacquiao rolls over in pain. The fight is over! What a series of devastating body shots from Leonard. Pacquiao's corner is helping him back to his corner. The ring doctor is motioning for a stretcher. Pacquiao may have broken ribs. At the time of 1:50 of the third round, the winner by knockout is Sugar Ray Leonard. The crowd is on its feet and applauding both fighters. This is Shoulder Roll Steve, returning you back to our Bangkok studio. Thanks for tuning in.
You mean that's it? You mean that was it? I guess the folks online were right. I mean, that didn't take any time. My goodness. Leonard, you know, and Leonard didn't even throw a punch in the first round. And he comes out and dominates and wins the fight in the third round. But my goodness, you never know. I can, you know, as I say, this is all our imagination. What if, what, you know, we're just using the theater of the mind. And I could put this, these two fighters in the computer again, put them in there 1,000 times, 500 times. One would win, the other time, the other fighter would win. So you never know, but I hope you enjoyed that. I mean, goodness, that was so quick. I can't believe, I'm so stunned. And I know, you know, this is just amazing. I'll have to go to a commercial right now. We'll come back, and I'll just kind of wrap this all up. So let's hear a commercial right now on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral Dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features. Slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy. And the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables in many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements and AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you're right for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Well, I'll get my postcard written tomorrow so I can get that Admiral television and radio set. But anyway, oh, that was so quick, Leonard versus Pacquiao. You know, I'm just, you never know with these fights. You never know. We've had 15 rounders on here. We've had one rounders. So you never know with these fights. But I want to remind folks out there who are listening to the program that you can become a promoter. Many of these fights are like promoted by various people who know about the program online, who've been listening in, and I want you to be a promoter. Just say that you want to see this fighter fight this fighter. And as I always tell folks, I have to limit it to 2010 on back because I don't have many new fighters. I do have, obviously, Pacquiao's still fighting. I have Pacquiao. I have Devin Leonard. Devin Haney. I have Saul Canelo Alvarez. I have, Daniel Dubois, Tyson Fury, also Anthony Joshua. But after that, I got to go, you know, got to do fighters from way back when or in the recent past. The recent past, like Gennady Golovkin, people like that. So just send, you know, just let me know wherever you listen to the program, be it on my YouTube channel, Nourished by History, or on Facebook, or on sportshistorynetwork.com. Just leave your comment there. Leave your comment, like, say, I want to see these two fighters get it on. And we'll put them on there. We'll definitely put them on. Doesn't matter what the weight class is, we'll put them on. Just remember that we don't have many new fighters, but we'll put them on there. And we even do some women. If you have some women fighters you want to see, if you want to see Leila Ali fight, let's say, Ann Wolf. They never fought. Yeah, put that in there and we'll put it on here. We'll get it on here definitely. You know, but you can be a promoter of the program. Go to my Patreon site. Look for Nourish by History. Then look for a Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And become a Patreon of the show. Because we got to keep these lights on. My mic, I'm trying to work on this mic. And we need new equipment. So please, consider $1 a month. Whatever you can do. Keep this show going. We love doing this show. And I know that you love it because you're tuning in. I look at the analytics and I got people all over the world tuning in. So, you know, give what you can. Support the program. Also, you can buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com. Look for Nourished by History, then Shoulder Roll Virtual Podcast, Virtual Boxing Podcast. And, you know, give me, consider $1 again. Whatever you can do. Keep the show going because we love doing these programs. We love doing this. And, you know, I never know how long these shows are going to end based on what's put in the computer because I don't know, but you never know what this is. Oh, what is that? What? Oh, I got some word. Shoulder Roll has left. He's left the MGM Grand. He's gone, but we got a sub that said, oh, she's never done a fight. Oh, they have, you know, they're putting on a aftercard fight now. And I see that, you know, looking at my monitor, a lot of folks have already left the MGM Grand, but we're going to go back down there. And we've got another fight on here, so let's hear what this is. And we got a new reporter, so let's hear what this commentator will say. So let's go back to the MGM Grand right now and see what she has to say.
Many of the fans have already left as the next bout is beginning. Shoulder Roll Steve has already left the arena. I think they should stick around as the two fighters are two hard-hitting heavyweights, Jerry Cooney and David Hay. This is a 10-round fight on the 10-points must system. The judges are Michael Puzio, Tommy Paonessa, and Michael Griffin. The referee will be Zach Clayton, and my name is Penalty Kick Penny. This is my first boxing match to announce. I usually cover soccer. I hope you will enjoy my coverage of this boxing match. The bell has sounded for round one. Cooney comes out and immediately pushes Hay into the neutral corner. Cooney throws a left hook that misses Hay. Cooney follows with a left cross for 3 points to the temple. Hay is trying to get off the ropes. Cooney misses with a right hook. Hay is trying to get out of the corner, but Cooney has done a masterful job of cutting off the ring. Cooney throws a left cross that misses. That punch had so much wind with it that it almost knocked me off my chair. Hay finally throws a punch, but his attempt at a right uppercut did not meet its mark. Cooney misses with a left hook. The gentlemen are standing toe-to-toe in the middle of the ring. Hay counters with a 2-point combination. Cooney appears unfazed by it. Cooney has cut off the ring and pinned Hay on the near ropes. Hay misses with a combination. Cooney counters with crushing left hook for 6 points that knocks Hay down. The referee has begun the count. Hay reaches for the ropes at the count of 8 to stand up but falls down. Hay's corner has thrown in the towel. Hay has been knocked out. Cooney's team reaches to ring center to hug their man. Cooney did not work up a sweat. Meanwhile, Hay is on his feet, motioning that he is ready to continue, but it is too late. I think Hay thinks he knocked Cooney down. Hay's corner men are giving him smelling salt to wake him up. They're also putting ice in his trunks to jar him awake. At 2 minutes and 55 seconds of the first round, David Hay was knocked out by the monstrous left hook of Jerry Cooney. I have been passed a note. Jerry Quarry has challenged Cooney to a match. That should be a good one. This was fun for me this evening. My first match, wow. This is Penalty Kick Penny returning you back to our Bangkok studio.
Well, what do you think of that job that Penalty Kick, that's easy to say, Penalty Kick Penny did on that fight? You know, that was unexpected because I didn't know we were going to do that fight or not, but that was Cooney versus Hay. And if you caught what she said at the end, that Jerry Quarry has challenged Cooney. Now, if you want to see that fight, two Irish guys getting it on, let me know. Let me know, and we'll put that in there because that would be interesting because Cooney was 6'6", and Quarry may have been 5'11", but that should be interesting. But he was tough. He was tough. And another time, Cooney would have been heavyweight champion. Another time. He had a lot of skills. He cut a lot. He was a good fighter. So if you want to see that one, Jerry Cooney versus Jerry Quarry, let me know. The two Jerrys getting it on. Let me know, and we'll love to put that on there. But yeah, these fights, they can end quickly. You never know what's going to happen. But how do you think penalty kick Patty did? You know, if you liked her, we'll have her back on here. Show the old Steve. He has a contract that we can tear up if we want to. No, we won't tear it up. We'll keep him on here. But I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the fights today. And looks like we may end a little early. I'm going to put some music on it. I have to say this. Every time I put music on, there are some countries that block the music. It's not pornographic or anything, but there's some countries I can't play. But I'm going to play this right now, and it kind of fits in to this program, because we're talking about shoulder roll, virtual boxing. And this song is called Roll With Me, and it's by Blackness featuring Robin, Joshua, and Abel. So let's hear that. On the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast, I'm your presenter, Greg Rashid.
No doubt.
Josh.
Abel.
Robin.
Doing it like this.
Yeah.
a party. I'm chilling with my friends, moonshine in my face. It all makes sense. The sun sets, now replaced by us. Yo, it's happiness, baby. No need for no fuss.
The summer vest got me blessed. I'm relieved from all the stress. I'm chilling at the party with my peoples from my nest. The sight that I see is so heavenly. So come on, baby, boo, and roll with me.
Hope you enjoyed that song there, Roll With It, on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And that was Robin along with Blackness and Abel and Joshua. Hope you enjoyed that song, those of you that could hear it, because I know there are some countries that will cut it off. It's not pornographic or anything. It's just a fun little dance tune. And I, you know, the word rolls, and I said, I just put it on there. And I actually like that song. But anyway, we're going to get ready to get out of here right now. But hope you enjoyed the program today. Leave your comments wherever you listen to the program, be it on Facebook, YouTube, and Nourished by History, on Apple, wherever you're listening, Spotify. Leave me a comment. I like, you know, I respond to folks immediately to send comments to me. Hope you enjoyed the program. And I have to say, you know, as I always say, we talk, you know, this is a boxing program on the one sense, but also from time to time I'll have folks, because I've been in radio. You know, even though this is a podcast, I still consider it radio. And I've been in radio and also television since 2001. And I've interviewed many people. And I'll have interviews on here from time to time. Beginning of the year, we had, you know, my buddy from, you know, former heavyweight contender, DeVero Williamson, on here out of Colorado by way of Washington, D.C., like me. And next week, we're going to have, he's scheduled to be on, Philip Lee. Now, Philip Lee wrote a book about the Negro League baseball called Black Stats Matter. Just came out. Fascinating book. And we'll have more in here, but we'll have some boxing too. We'll have another boxing match. Maybe it'll be Corey and Cooney, or maybe someone else. But it's up to you to decide that. But we do have interviews with various folks on here, and we'll play music from time to time. But we always have a good time on here. As I always say, go in love and go in peace. Help someone along the way, wherever you are in this world. Help someone and bring some peace to that community. And every day that you wake up and you get up, look in that mirror and say you love yourself. Hug yourself and say you love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't do anything. You can't help anyone. You can't do anything. If you're sight impaired, wake up in the morning and just hug yourself. Say, I love myself. Because we're all on this sphere together. We're working together to make things good. There's a lot of things going on in this world that are perceived, that are negative. But we got to bring positive energy wherever we are and do what we can to make this a better world. And I'm going to leave you today with another song. I hope you'll be able to hear it. But this is I've been thinking about this all week, this song. And this is from the 70s. This is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And Wake Up Everybody and listen to the message on it. So go in love and go in peace. This is Greg Rashid, your presenter from Bangkok, Thailand, with Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all, y'all. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone, yeah. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Y'all, come on.
color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody. Well, you see, we need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.